This is a replay of the Wednesday night, January 3rd WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got 3 hours to spend together, and I was just seeing that the number one New Year's resolution for 2024 is saving money. I kid you not. Or spending less, more to the point. I don't know too many people who are planning to actually save money. Although, you know, it's good when you hear that some are. But most people are trying to find a way to get out of debt or less debt. And more to the point, to spend less and get more. And that is the key. I haven't heard anybody interview who said, I'm going to do without my cell phone, or I'm going to do without television. But what you are seeing is people who are finding creative ways to get what they've had for a lot less than they've been paying. And this has been going on for a while, particularly with cell phones, the MVNOs, the companies that are parking on the big suppliers network and giving you service without a contract for about a third of what you were, or less what you're paying previously. So that is increasing, no doubt about it, to the tune that Verizon worried about it enough that they basically bought up half of the MVNOs, or so it seems. But that said, I was just seeing articles today on the number of people who have cut cable and are thrilled about it. Of course, they've saved over $1,000 a year, no doubt. But what's interesting is the streaming services are not necessarily in clover at this point. Sure, a lot more people are signing up, but there's not the ad revenue that the streaming services want. And of course, unless they get a ton more subscribers than they've got, and I mean a ton, it's not necessarily a profitable venture for them. And so now I was just seeing an article on there talking about streaming services or talking about bundling, so that you won't have to pay individually for Netflix and for others as well. And that, I guess that's good and bad news, depending on if what is bundled is what you want. That traditionally was a huge problem with cable companies when you could get a bundle and it would be 17 services you never wanted to see in life itself for the four you did. So, yeah, be careful there. But I think the most interesting conversation I had about that recently was a friend who is going through a divorce and is doing everything she can to cut expenses. And I said, you're spending over $150 a month for your cable television. Well, yeah, but I like television. Yeah, well, you know, if you'll go to the streaming services, you could get everything you're getting now for half of that. And she said, well, that's great. Who do I call? I said, well, it's not necessarily who do you call. You're going to sign up online and you're probably going to have to mix and match several services. And when she realized that it wasn't going to be your one-stop shopping place and it wasn't going to be as easy as calling somebody and having them come out to install the cable, she was no longer interested. It's like, I don't know how to figure that out. And so I'm curious, and I realize that to a certain extent is somewhat age-related, that when you're getting up in those golden years, maybe you're less likely to want to try something new, as it were. But for the most part, I'm curious. Here's 2024. what are you planning to do to spend less money? Now, notice I didn't say to get less stuff, because I don't think too many people are really up for that. Oh, sure, there's some things you could probably cut back on, but for the most part, are what we consider our essentials now. We're going to have them, but what have we found as ways to get them more cheaply? And I'm curious about that. So 888-876-5593, 888-88-RALEIGH. I'm a bad case in point on this because I just don't have the time. And yes, I do use streaming services for John, who watches a lot of TV, and that's the way we go on that, and that's no problem. But I'll tell you, today was, call center from hell, a government call center, no less. What I realized when one of the divisions of the state government where I employ somebody went online and only online, for a couple years, I filled out the form slightly incorrectly. It was no big deal. I think it wound up costing me an extra $135 or something. So, you know, that's enough money that I wouldn't say, I'm going after that. It's sort of like, okay, I'll just use that as the aggravation fee and not care. But I want to make sure I don't do this again. So I call the 800 number and I get somebody who thinks they're speaking English. Now, by the way, they are in the United States. They are actually sitting in downtown Phoenix. And this person was, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely not speaking English. And she kept telling me to look for certain forms online. And what I realized finally was the woman could not pronounce five. I kid you not. And how did I find this out? Well, she kept telling me that I needed form I-22. And I'm like, oh, there's no I-22. No, I. I said, yes, I. No, not I. And this became like one of these who's on first things. And finally, she says to me, 1, 2, 3, 4, I. I said, I? And she, the woman clearly could not pronounce five. And I thought to myself, hey, it's one thing to want an inclusive workplace and you want diversity, but I think speaking the English language in a manner that someone on the other end of the phone has a clue what you are saying is imperative. And again, this is not to discuss when you're calling and of course you're going to the offshore center and you know you're in for trouble then. But here we are, yes, United States of America, yeah, downtown capital cities. I relate that to what I was just saying, because what it's come down to invariably is, I guess I'm at the point in life where I'd almost rather throw money at someone than have to actually deal with them. So, but I'm curious. The stats are in, certainly, in terms of how 2023 was for things like cable cutting, and it was pretty enormous, and it's been for the last several years. But the predictions that going to save more money this year, well, how exactly are you going to do that? 888-876-5593 is 888-RALLYE. Now, if you listen to this show, I know you're a radio fan, so I'm going to talk about the Sea Crane Company. And if you haven't gotten their catalog, by the way, they'll send it to you for free. Just give them a call at 800-522-8863. Your best bet, maybe even better bet, is to go online, ccradio.com. Ah, the world is your oyster. If you're a radio fan, you're going to find something you've just got to have. Well, one of the things I want you to look at is the CC Radio 3, the almost everything radio. It's the one John has by his bedside because of the Bluetooth. And yes, it sounds a lot better than your smartphone or probably any other speaker you've got, because the CC3 has just a great speaker, arguably worth it for that alone. The audio quality for the spoken word is just tremendous. They've got separate bass and treble controls. You can find your perfect pitch to immerse yourself in audio fineness, however you want it. But not only that, it's got a clock. It's got a digital readout, a little dial light. It's got push buttons and all those wonderful things, but you can fine tune as well, which is nice. What it has, like all of the CC radio products, it has the best reception, period. AM or FM, long-range AM reception, the likes of which you don't find anywhere else, FM as well, along with emergency band capabilities, not only NOAA weather, but the 2-meter ham band as well, which is nice. Runs on the power cord that they'll send you, of course, with it, or you can put in a set of batteries, and that's going to last for over 170 hours. Yeah, that's what I go for, and so far I haven't had to replace them in quite a while. So to order the CC Radio 3, you can do that by phone, as I mentioned, if you can't go online, and by the way, customer service, where they really are speaking English, and that is 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, your best bet is to go to ccradio.com. Yeah, you can get, you know, pretty much overnight shipping at Amazon or REI or Bi-Mart too. But if you go to ccradio.com, it's the real deal. You'll get information as well as great products. Check them out. The Sea Crane Company, you tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Watchin' out, Joe.
I don't know nothing.
Watchin' out, Joe.
Tell me something.
Watchin' out, Joe.
Ain't conniving, just ain't jiving. I don't know.
Watchin' out, Joe.
Well, I don't know Latin.
Watchin' out, Joe.
Ain't high-hatin'.
Watchin' out, Joe.
I ain't fooling. I need schooling. I don't know. I don't know. So, Papa wouldn't let me go. Couldn't even see a movie show.
So, watchin' out, Joe.
I just can't figure.
Watchin' out, Joe.
I don't dig you.
Watchin' out, Joe.
Hey, stop your squawking. Just ain't talking. 'Cause I don't know.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's Joe Stafford when she's not cutting up with with her husband and doing parodies and, you know, spoofs. But that is What You Know, Joe, and that was from a 1963 album, Getting Sentimental with Tommy Dorsey on reprise, and it was Stephanie in Madison who requested we play that. So happy to do it. 888-876-5593. Catherine is a first-time caller in Milwaukee. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling. What's up?
Sure. Hey, you were talking about television and trying to avoid paying a bunch of money for that. And so a couple of years ago, I was paying quite a bit of money for cable, and I decided that I wanted to stop that. So I thought about, why do I like cable? And I decided that my main reason for liking cable was the DVR. And I could just record, you know, shows and watch them when I wanted to. Kind of like how nowadays you have the streaming.
Right.
But so I wanted to go and buy my own DVR, but at the time, they no longer sold them. It was not anything that was available. They used to sell them, you know, years ago. You could get them from Costco or whatever. But so I discovered TiVo, T-I-V-O.
Sure.
And that's basically a DVR, and I can watch my programs live, or I can tape them, and I have my own control over how much I want to record and when I want to watch things. And to me, that's pretty good.
Yeah, TiVo is a great deal, and it's easy to use. But in the future, should you ever want anything like a DVR recorder or player, and you're saying, I'm just not finding them anywhere, always go to eBay, because the used stuff pops up pretty darn cheap.
Yeah, I could. I'm a little bit nervous buying used, though, because not very good, you know.
Well,
not
see,
very good fixing things.
Yeah, here's the deal. Go ahead and buy it used, but make sure you pay for it with PayPal. And basically, if you got a problem and the seller doesn't want to take it right back, you go to PayPal and they reverse the charges.
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we've had to do that. Not that often. We buy a lot of stuff from eBay, because especially things that have not been made for 50 years or whatever. You find it on eBay, and you're right. What you get, yeah, it may be kind of a pain, because you may go through two or three of them and say, come on. But when you're looking for something that you just can't find anywhere else, it is available there.
That makes sense, too. Yeah, good.
But TiVo's great.
I also adjusted my watching. So rather than, you know, watching things on Hallmark or HGTV or whatnot, I've gone more towards PBS and other things. And now it seems like a lot of the national CBSs, ABCs are bringing things over that were on Hulu or whatnot. So I'm able to watch those kind of things too. So it was a combination of adjusting my viewing, being patient for stuff to come over to the commercial channels, and changing my viewing habits.
Well, congratulations, because you saved an absolute bundle, and you're no longer held hostage by the cable companies, like I say, that want to give you 72 channels you never want to see for the four that you do.
Exactly, and by doing this, I've been able to save enough money that I can go on a vacation to Europe.
So wow.
It's been well worth it.
All right. Well, that's a real success. I'm thrilled to hear it. I hope you're going to call me again, Catherine.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You too. All right. So, yeah, that's the way to do it. It's that simple. Now, if you're going for the streaming services, and let's say you're going to use one for your local channels, and most of them, you know, Hulu or whoever, they all, Google TV, they all will offer it. Yeah, I guess they call that YouTube TV, but they all will offer this. Now, here is the problem with that. The amount that you signed up for initially will not necessarily be the amount they're billing you every month within a year. So you kind of have to watch that if you're doing that to make sure that you're ready to change services at any time when the prices go up. Otherwise, it can really climb. But yeah, I think TiVo's great. We've got them in a lot of rooms as far as that goes. And again, I'm not the viewer, but John is, and TiVo's tremendous. So John is a first-time caller. He's in Des Plaines. All right, John, thanks for calling WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you, and Happy New Year.
You too.
Well, I think I'm off to a good start. I totally dropped internet and cable, and I'm saving about $400 right out of the gate.
Absolutely, but when you say you dropped internet, that's a big one. What are you doing for things that you would normally be going online for?
Well, I have a friend, kind of a tech guy, so I kind of followed his advice, and I have a semi-decent smartphone, and he said I'm to utilize the hotspot and just connect my computer, and it's working terrific. I can connect my computer, my printer, and everything, and I'm not missing anything.
You're right about the hotspots. They are good. Now, of course, if you were needing a certain amount of speed or, you know, other refinements to the service, that wouldn't do it for you. But for your everyday viewing and that kind of stuff, hotspots, for the most part, work wonderfully well. Almost everybody has them on their cell phone. The only problem is, in some cases, if you become a huge data usage, you have to make sure you're not violating any caps. But so now with your cell phone, have you gone to an MVNO where you're not paying a lot per month?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Good.
And,
good.
And even the store, I just came back this evening from the store, huge shopping list like everybody has. I'm leaning more towards trying the store brands.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be, you know, dyed in the wall for the name brands. I'm like, some of these are actually pretty good.
Well, some of them are the same thing. They're the name brands, just not branded. That's the interesting part. And you can go online and usually find out who made the store brand that you're thinking about buying.
Oh, that's terrific. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. So it's pretty much all the same stuff. Scary when you start to read the labels, though.
Right, right.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
well,
great.
Thank you so much, and I really love your show.
It's terrific to hear from you, and I hope you'll call again.
Definitely.
Thanks, John.
Have a great night.
You too. All right, that's the way to do it. Yeah, and store brands, I'm all for them. But, you know, sadly, it doesn't matter whether it's store or whether it's branded. You read the ingredients and you realize that I saw an article recently, the title was Food Fraud, and I said, you're not kidding. So I now use as a rule of thumb, if I cannot easily pronounce it, I don't ingest it. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And Andrew's saving some money. All right, Andrew, welcome back to WGN. Tell me about it. Andrew. We've lost Andrew? Andrew's usually a hearty soul. He usually hangs on longer than that, so I bet he's having cell hell. And yeah, time to change providers, Andrew. And he'll call back, I hope. But Marianne is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Well, let's see.
Yeah, I'll let you count the ways.
I'm constantly calling the cable company, and I'm telling them, by the end of this conversation, I'm going to get loud and I'm going to get rude, and it's not pointed at you.
Uh-oh.
But can you tell me why my service doesn't work? I'm paying almost $300 a month to watch commercial after commercial after commercial.
Why are you paying $300 a month, Marianne?
That's going to stop. My son's going to set me up. I watch PBS.
No.
Yeah, okay, if you go through Comcast cable.
No. Yeah, that's
wait,
why
listen,
you don't want to do
that. Comcast cable, your free channels are not free. You're paying for 2, 5, 7, ABC, CBS, NBC, WGN on your monthly bill.
Right. Absolutely. And of
and
course,
I'm like, why am I doing that?
Well, that's right.
I've been watching a lot of PBS. My son said, you'll come in from Michigan, get this crap out of here, put a decent antenna on there, and set me up with a couple streaming stations.
Yeah, the streaming services are what's going to save you. I guarantee it. Good. When will he be there?
Well, probably Mother's Day.
Oh, my God.
He's 3 hours away.
Well, let him walk you through it over the phone.
No, he's going to bring the antenna.
Oh, God.
He does that kind of stuff.
Well, don't you?
My thing was about calling the call center.
Yeah. Hang on a minute. We'll talk about that. Don't go away.
Okay.
In the meantime, everybody must have a 12-year-old in the neighborhood somewhere. Enlist them. All right. So we'll hear about Marianne and her call center nightmare. You know, call center just equates to nightmare. Does anybody ever have a good call center story? I'm waiting. We'll get to Andrew, who is calling back from Chicago. And there's room for you, too. But right now, we'll see what's going on in the world at large. WGN Radio News right here on WGN Radio. Of course, are The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, Don't You Know? And that was the request from Robert and Stickney. And that, of course, the original and just a terrific song. And it's been covered so many times, and it's such a great song, almost nobody slaughtered it, which is really nice. One of the versions I really like is Robert John, so maybe I'll play that one next. But yeah, all right, 888-876-5593. And we're talking to Marianne in Chicago. I'm still, my head's a spinning, $300 a month on cable. We're going to get to this call center, but I got to ask you. Now, they're not charging you $300 a month for your local stations and PBS, so you've got some premium channels on there, too. Do you realize that?
No, I don't. I removed all those. But when I ordered my service, you know, bundle, I needed a Wi-Fi.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa. Hang on. Are we saying $300 you not only get cable television, but you get your broadband as well?
And an alarm system that I don't use because it would go off for no reason at all.
Yeah, right.
The police showed up.
But the amount you're telling me is not just cable television. It's bundled
with... No, but it's basic. It's just basic. Well, basic cable you can get.
But that's the cable part of it. But you've got the broadband part of it, too.
Correct.
That's what's giving you the Wi-Fi and whatever this alarm thing is.
But they've always got these commercials for residential, just Wi-Fi only, $40 a month.
Right. And you could get that, but you would, of course, lose the television component, which I think is a good thing, but you need to be able to set up something else.
Well, if my son comes in and puts the right antenna on and he sets up the streaming channels that I want, and I tell him, I'm one step away from doing it, I said, and I record a lot because my mind cannot take all these commercials.
Well, that's not a problem.
Well, the problem here is I'm paying all this money, and it doesn't work to my satisfaction because when I record something and a commercial comes on and you press fast forward, it has a thing called Smart Resume. And it fast forwards to the end of this little yellow bar, and then stops. And then there's two more commercials, and you can't get past them.
Right.
No way.
Well, I don't understand why you'd be using a DVR service through the cable company.
Because it came with the service.
Yes, that's right, because you bundled it. That was mistake
number
one. And
like that woman said, you can't find a DVR anywhere. But
yeah,
one of my friends got TiVo like that lady had, and she loves it.
Right, TiVo's fine, and you can find DVRs if you go to eBay, but you don't have to. TiVo will do everything you need and more. You need somebody locally to just undo a lot of this for you.
Yeah, I could probably ask the guy next door because he's an IT expert also.
Well, there you go. That's exactly. Ask him. Do yourself
a favor. My hell of a call to the call center?
Yeah.
Okay. I was living with my mother, taking care of her. My stepfather passed away. She didn't want to be alone. I'm in the yard one day in the summer, and I hear a big bang. And then I notice I don't hear the air conditioner. My mother opens the door. The electric's off. I said, okay, I'll be right back. And I walked around the block. And the next block south of us, I see a sewer-sized chunk of asphalt blown out of the street, mm-hmm. chunks out of the sidewalk, chunks out of the grass, and I see the electric line laying there.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back around, and she had a landline with a battery in it. So mm-hmm. we had one phone that worked. I called Edison. We somehow got the garage open, got the car out, and went to go get something to eat. Come back, we leave the car in the driveway. After maybe a total of 2 hours, the electric came on.
Nice.
No cable.
Well, yeah, that's different.
So this is where the call from hell began. Okay, remember, I was 13 years at the phone company tracking down trouble outside. Then I spent 8 years answering repair calls, fixing their phones. Sometimes, well, before they hung up, they had service.
But in this case, you've decided to put yourself through hell. You're going to call the call center, knowing in your heart of hearts they're not going to help you anyway. So tell me about the call.
Well, I called them, and I get, thank you for calling Comcast. This is Bob.
Okay.
How can I help you? I said, well, our electric's been out for over 2 or 3 hours. It's back on, and we have no cable. Unplug the box.
Right.
I said, 3 hours without electricity, that box is unplugged. I'm not moving everything to unplug it. Well, I can't test your service if you don't unplug the box.
Right.
Okay, do me a favor. You close your eyes and don't look at your script and listen to what I'm telling you. The electric line came down the next block over and took out all the cable.
Right. And so, all right.
I need you to unplug the box. I'm like, you know what? You want to put your CEO on and have me talk to them? Because you're obviously not understanding.
No, of course not. But what you say is, okay, Bob, I've unplugged the box.
Well, my Virgo mind wouldn't do that. And then the next day, my mother and I come home, and the Comcast guy's on the pole. And he says, what happened? Yeah. Every fuse is blown here. I said, go to the next block over south of here. The electric line came down and blew up half the block.
Right.
He said, no wonder. I said, yeah, and your Bob in the call center said, unplug the box. And he just laughed his behind off.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
I'm like, I, you know, in my verbal mind, if it does not make sense to me, I'm going to fight you every step
of
the way.
Well, you can, but the price of that is it's going to give you a lot of aggravation. But in any event, anyone who works within any of these cable companies, these broadband companies, will tell you that they all have hilarious stories about call center responses. One of my favorites was a woman called, and she said she had VoIP telephone through the service. And so, much like Bob, unplug. She said, well, if I unplug it, I'm not going to have phone service. Well, no, I can't do anything without you unplugging it. Well, of course, the next thing you know is of course, it disconnected, and that was the end of that. But, of course, there's tons of stories like that.
You want to hear the scariest one I had in repair?
I don't know.
It was a Saturday. I answer a repair call, and there was a man with, like, a heavy German accent, but I could understand him.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm getting wrong numbers. I said, okay, what's your phone number? I look up his account.
Yeah.
He had been calling all night. telling people he's getting wrong numbers, and they all said, referred to the business office on Monday for credit. About 10 times. So I said to him, what do you mean when you say you're getting a wrong number? Are you calling somebody and getting a wrong number? No. They're calling me all night.
Right.
And it's two kind of people. And I'm like, two kinds of people? What do you mean? He goes, he's men and he's women. Okay. Yeah. He said, and one was crying, telling me I need to help her. Why am I not helping her? He said, I am so upset. So I said, okay, this is my outside line. See, people in call centers don't go a step above anymore. When you get that next call, you ask them what number they're calling and call me right back. 5 minutes later, my phone rings. He gives me the number. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It was a suicide hotline that somebody forwarded the number in error to this man's house.
Oh, man, it's good they didn't forward it to me. I could have had a field day with those calls.
But
Now
you got people saying, crying, needing help.
Well, dear, sometimes suicide is the answer. Let's talk method. But no, you don't want that to come to me. Oh,
no,
that's hilarious.
I was like, somebody had to do all night long, one of them people that took a call would say, what do you mean by wrong number?
Right.
I went in there and saw it was forwarded to his number. I called the central office. They took it down. I called a reach number on there and said, you need to reforward that number.
Right.
Your calls have been going to a residence all night long.
Yeah. All right. Well, good story. Love it. But you don't find that kind of service at most call centers, unfortunately.
No.
So there you go.
That was that man's lucky day, huh?
Well, I want you to get friendly with your IT neighbor.
Oh, I am friendly.
Very good.
Well, then, told me because I had trouble with my tablet.
Right. Well, have the conversation with him. You need his help.
But, oh, and I need your help, too.
Uh-oh. Yeah?
The other night, somebody called in right after me when I told you about my eye surgery.
Uh-huh.
And she suggested listening to the old radio shows.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that on the weekends, WGN plays them. I listen to Boston Blackie and all that.
You can just go to YouTube.
Okay, I was going to ask you, how do I find it? And
well,
is it loaded with commercials?
No. Usually it's not going to be, but you're gonna go ahead to YouTube.com, and then you're going to pick whatever. You have to tell them what show you want. You probably can just say old radio, but I don't. Like, you know, whatever you want to hear, like the Great Gildersleeve. You know, you just, write that in the search engine and Great Gildersleeve Radio Show, and then you can get a ton of them right now. I'm looking at them. Here's a podcast with several of them. And
there's no charge?
No, there's no charge. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This is like 30 episodes, or maybe 40 episodes of the, yeah, it's more than that, my God. This is the mother load of the Great Gildersleeve, 100 episodes. You could just go there and let it play it that way. You just do play all, and then it'll do from the first to the last Great Gildersleeve. So you have to decide what show you want, like maybe Johnny Dollar, you know, action-packed expense account and all that. So you can put, Johnny Dollar Radio, and you're going to get a ton of choices. And you can either, here's one that says View Full Playlist. So this is from 1956 to 1960, and I can listen to 100 different, more than that, my God. I can listen to more than I'd ever want to, 180 different Johnny Dollar shows.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And then another thing I need help on.
What?
I remember one night you were helping Johnny B, and you went to a thing called Find a Grave.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I tried it. I went, find a grave. I put the name of the cemetery, Illinois, and it came up with the cemetery, and then it said put the person's name in. I typed the whole first name, half the last name, and it came up, do you mean blah, 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 and I was like, clicked yes. Then it wanted money to go further.
No.
What did I do wrong?
Well, what probably happened was it referred you to a paid site there. But okay, so let's look at the world's largest gravesite collection while we're doing this. Over 226 million. The cemetery location is where? Give me the city.
It's Queen of Heaven.
No, that's the name of the cemetery. I need to know the city.
Right. Oh, God. Is it Westmont?
Let me try to look at more search.
I just put Queen of Heaven, Illinois, and it came up.
Well, yeah, but that's not the way this will search it. But all right, let me try that another way. Okay, let's see what I get there. Queen of Heaven Cemetery is actually in Hillside. All right, so let's go here to Hillside. So this is a Catholic cemetery. So we want cemeteries in Cook County there. All right, so browse cemetery. So I am not finding it there. So you got to search further. But all right, let's look at cemeteries. Queen of who is it again?
Heaven.
Queen of Heaven. Okay.
That's where all those kids are buried from that fire years ago.
Okay. All right. So IL should be IL. I guess they don't like that. ILLI. I got to spell out Illinois. Okay, I'll try that. That would probably be Cook County. We probably would be able to do. Let's see. All right. And here we go. I've got more than one cemetery. Are there more than one Queen of Heaven? Is that possible? No.
Not to my knowledge. I know, well, there's more than one Queen of something because my stepfather buried a Queen of All Saints.
Yeah. Well, I'm not finding it right away, but I will find it, and I will find it before the top of the hour, and I will tell you what I searched to find it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure.
I'm really illiterate when it comes to this kind of
stuff. Well, you're not alone. That's why you need a neighborhood 12-year-old.
You know what? When I used to work in the nursing homes and the beauty shops, the women would come in and complain, oh, I can't get my laptop to work. I can't get this. And I'm like, do you have a grandson that's like 11 or 12? Yeah, have him come over. He'll grab it up in 10 minutes.
Always. So follow your own advice. There's somebody running around. Maybe he's just walking his
God,
dog, but nab him.
You're arrested right. Going up and down the street. Right. Do you have a 10-year-old?
Yes, absolutely. One of them be out walking a dog, nab him. Say, hey, you want to make a dollar or whatever? All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, okay. Oh, God. I can see the downfall in that right away. Now, I'll find Queen of Heaven meanwhile. I don't know why it didn't come up on Find a Grave, because it's certainly there. But we'll get to Andrew in Chicago. He's back on WGN Radio. Andrew. Once again, he's gone. So we'll get to Ruth in a moment and you two coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's Robert John. Yeah, before you knew who he was. 1968 on Columbia. Yeah, about the time he did If You Don't Want My Love, another fine Robert John record. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, Marianne, I found it. And it's really easy to find. And if you just write in a search engine like Google or whoever, Queen of Heaven Catholic Cemetery, and then next to that put findagrave.com, or just even find a grave. You don't even need, it's going to come up. But that said, if you call back and tell John exactly who you're searching for, as much as you know, first, middle, and last names. If you know the year born and year died, even better. But let me know. I'll be happy to look it up for you. But, yeah, I don't want you going on the air giving me the name, obviously, because we don't want the full name out there. But, yeah, just Queen of Heaven. You can put Queen of Heaven Cemetery, Hillside, Illinois, find a grave. And it's going to pop up. I'm looking at the form as we speak. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Sherry is in Naperville. How's it going, Sherry?
Hey, Riley, I didn't think that I was going to be on because I just wanted to tell John that if it was last month, that's DuPage County.
No, it's Hillside.
That was our first inkling. But anyway, but also when you were mentioning the YouTube things,
yes,
for the old-time radio,
yes,
I mean, I know I hype this a lot, but the WDCB.org, and it's not called Remember When Radio, but, oh, I think it's called... not those were the days either. It's Saturdays, but they have 2 weeks of archives, and you just go to that.
Probably those were the days.
That's it. Yeah, that
right.
is
right.
It.
And you can get that. And, but like you say, it's 2 weeks of archives, so it's not a whole lot. But sure, she can do that if she wants. No problem.
But it's like from 1 to 5, so it's 4 hours of
right
stuff. And then if she... You know, because they go for all genres, from the Gildersleeves mm-hmm. to so many things. I mean, Christmas.
Yeah, it's fine.
4 weeks before Christmas, I called twice. And I talked to the staff. I said, darn that, Steve Darnall. He's made me cry 3 out of 4 weeks with one of his poems.
Yeah, well, and that's fine. But, I mean, you can easily, on some of the things I'm talking about on YouTube, get 12 hours of shows nonstop or whatever you want. You can.
Yeah. But so, what I'm saying is, if you're unfamiliar with what you want.
Well, then that's fine.
Yeah. It's a good exposure kind of thing.
So there
anyway,
you go.
So,
yes.
Like I said, I didn't expect to call in. But, David and I both enjoyed the gentleman that called in yesterday, I think it was, or maybe it was New Year's Day. I'm so lost. Yesterday you were only on for a little while, right?
2.5 hours.
No, well, whatever day it was, a gentleman that called in and you were, I can't remember what town it was, and you said, I didn't know anybody.
Oh, Altoona. Yes, yes, yes. Jerry in Montana.
Yes, that was it. I knew
it
started with
Altoona.
An A and was an
yes.
Akron.
All right, yes. But
we both enjoyed him
very
much and all his stories and learned a lot.
All right, well, good deal. Well, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure, you take care.
You
too.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
So sure, WDCB.org, and you can look for those were the days and do that as well. Why not? All right, so if she'll be kind enough to hang on, we got Ruth and Gurney next hour and Andrew from Chicago. We'll see if three times is a charm, but right now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large with WGN Radio News on WGN Radio. Thank you. I'm Raleigh James. 1959 for the Viscounts on the Madison label, and that's their version of Harlem Nocturne, which actually goes back to 1940 and to Ray Noble, and maybe we'll play that version as well. But as for the Viscounts, that was Jack in St. Charles who wanted to hear that and happy to do it. All right, so now, before we get to Andrew and before we get to Ruth, I need to talk to Marianne, if she called back. All right, so Marianne, here's the deal. I found your cemetery, and Russell is not listed in it. Now, I will tell you that his last name is certainly listed in it, and I've got a few people in some graves I found, but nothing for Russell.
Okay, I know it's there because I was out there years ago.
It may well be. Remember, these type of databases are voluntary, and they're not going to be complete. They may have 225 million graves, but there's a lot more than 225 million graves in America. So, Reverend Angelo with the same last name, born in 1924, died in 1991. Or we got George, who born in 1903 and died in 1978. You know, so we got a bunch of people on this, but not Russell. So then I went and did a general search for Russell at any cemeteries, and he just isn't coming up. So if he's there, you'd probably have to go out there. And as you know, Queen of Heaven does have an office there, and you can give them the name, and they undoubtedly will know exactly where to tell
you
to
go. Yeah, the couple times that I went out there, I did have to go to the main house. And
right, that's what I'm saying.
Get directions.
Right,
so
that's exactly what you do. And they'll give you the section and the block and the lot, because that's the way they do it. Or the mausoleum, if he's in a mausoleum. And then, you know, that's the kind of thing where if you wanted to contribute it, you could put it in the database, but it's not in there.
Yeah, it's possible because he passed away in the 80s.
All right. Well, so some people did. I mean, I've got people who died in the 60s and the 70s. Here's one in 89. That's Laverne. And so, yeah, it doesn't matter what the year is. It's just a question of whether it made it into the database. And a lot has, a lot hasn't, like anything else.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for trying.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah, it's a shame. But the last name, not a common last name, but nonetheless, several by that last name in that particular cemetery. Now we're going to try for the third time. Is the third time a charm with Andrew? Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm finally here.
Yeah, okay. God.
Taking off speed.
Yes.
Hi. So I like the topic for tonight. About the savings.
So tell me what you're doing.
Are you familiar with Instacart?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so with Instacart, what's nifty about it is that you don't need a Costco membership to buy from Costco.
Okay.
And I'm like a grocery shop. Like, I have to. It takes only 10 minutes to decide on a single item. If I look at the, you know, the unit cost, you know, like it's like 10 cents per unit, you know? So I still do that. But, you know, over a month ago, we bought from using Instacart Costco about a gallon of Palmolive Disto. Mm-hmm. And we still have about 2/3 of it left.
Uh-huh.
I actually wrote stuff down. So.
And the thing about Instacart, by the way, is depending on where you live, there's a different group of stores that from which you can choose. Costco certainly is on most of them, that's for sure. But, you know, you want to check for sure. And you have to be in an area like, you know, when we're in the hinterlands like where we are, there's no such thing as Instacart. Forget about it. But you've got to be relatively near a city.
Well, I live in the city.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I'm saying for anybody who's listening, because I think this is a good tip, because especially if you you see things at Costco, you're saying, hey, I want this, but I'm not a member, I don't want to be a member, you can get around it with Instacart.
Yeah, and I bought, 2 weeks ago, I bought enough toilet paper that could, you know, literally cover my entire parents' house.
Okay, sure, sure.
So that's certainly lasting. We bought about 10 pounds of, I'll put it right now, actually, because I was in the middle of, a matter of fact, putting a order together.
Okay.
Let's see, get a order.
All right.
Well, I'm almost there, don't worry.
So, all right. Well, yeah, we understand the
example. I'm right here.
We understand the example.
So, for the chicken, I poured the chicken $32 for about 10 pounds of chicken.
All right.
Boneless.
Yeah.
And, the Paul Ballard was $8.
Okay.
Almost a gallon. $16 for four pounds of whole bean coffee.
All right.
And secondly, outside of this, I learned, though, that you still have to compare, to make sure that even though you're getting a bulk, you're still actually getting a deal by,
Well, sure, you got to shop on this like anything else. And the other thing is, when you're talking about things that include groceries, there are some things that, you want to be in the store yourself to, feel the fruit or whatever. So it's better for, like you mentioned, the Palmolive things or things of this nature that are just staples.
Yeah, and now remember when you were talking about earlier tonight eBay, for buying stuff on eBay?
Yes.
For me, more than eBay, it's been pawn shops.
Right, and that depends where you are. The only problem with pawn shops is you don't necessarily have the same money-back guarantees.
That's true. We have, I don't know what the brand, the chain is here. I think it's called Cash America, I forgot. But, But I've gotten a lot of really amazing deals from pawn shops. So aside from that, I also discovered that with store brands, sometimes you have to be picky because I have never, ever used a store brand dish soap. That's good.
Well, but you see, that's a blanket statement that maybe you want to revisit if you can find out who's making the store brands, because occasionally that store brand will be made by somebody you're happy to use.
That's true. By that, I actually admit, there's usually more than one generic, but oftentimes with the generic, I have to use a whole lot just to get fed.
Well, you find the stuff you want, but certainly I think for people who are saying, just as a blanket statement, I don't like store brands. No, first find out who's making them, because it may be the exact same manufacturer that's making the stuff you're buying.
Yeah, that makes sense. I really like the topic for tonight. That's basically it.
Well, that's a wonderful tip about Instacart getting around the fact of not being a member of Costco. I like that.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. So, and again, you can't be truly in the hinterlands. You're not going to be. But Chicago is and the environs, the suburbs, is huge for Instacart. And you can try it, I think, for 2 weeks without any charge. And then it's about $100 a year. So you'd want to use it. You'd want to use it somewhat regularly. I think they also either have discounts or different kind of customer service if you're over 60. So they actually cater to you on that. So that's the deal with them. Like I say, I can't take advantage of it. But if you're in the Chicago area, you can. And it might be something absolutely worth considering. But again, when it comes to the actual edibles, the fruit or whatever, the stuff that's not necessarily in a can or a package, I still say nothing beats, being able to go there and squeeze in your own, so to speak. All right, so we'll get to Ruth here, who's been waiting in Gurnee. So, all right, Ruth, what's going on tonight?
Hi, Mrs. James. Good evening. What was the name of that card that you just mentioned?
What?
$100?
Instacart.
Okay, that's all right. I don't get to grocery stores anyway, so it wouldn't be effective. But I thought that when you made the comment, are there any more queens? Yes, I am the queen of fortune cookies, and I can put those fortune cookies under the table or on top of the table and line my fortune cookies in a row.
No,
I
wasn't asking that. I was asking if there were any more Queen of Heaven cemeteries.
Oh, okay. I thought you was also said something about
Queen of Heaven.
Right. Were there any more Queens of Heaven?
Yeah, locations.
I remember, though, Mrs. Guzek telling me that an eighth grader classmate was the queen, now Charlene, out of a secret society, something like the Masons. And and my whole 13 years old of me thought she must be nuts, what she's talking about, and haven't they told me yet about the secret society. But anyway, I got to thinking about all the things involving these queens, T-shirts mm-hmm. with people wearing I'm queen and all of those things. And so I says, well, I'm the queen of fortune cookies. All right, now back to the call center. I did want to make a request, but I don't want to linger very long, so I'll try. But my dear Lord, I wish I would have heard Bobby Darin's Christmas Auld Lang Syne. Call mm-hmm. centers. I have the ultimate answer to the good call center. There are no call centers in my life. I don't do the cost of the expense of cable or smartphones or any of those things. But I do know people who are $700 and $900 a month, and they can't afford to pay their bills because they have cable TV and all of its problems. So I have always been very good. No social media, no cable problems, and no bills or complications. And it's a good call center because I never have to call it.
There you are.
And that's
all right.
And that's fortunately, that is one of my fortune cookies. I never have to call any of those problems.
I think you might be a call center's dream.
I guess being dumb is smarter than the rest.
What's your request?
When you eliminate those problems.
All right. What's your request?
All right. Well, as I said, I did want to request another song, but I'll...
Well, tell me what it is. What is it?
Oh, I want to sing it.
Oh, God.
Okay. We'll do it. Okay. You're going to enjoy this one.
Uh-huh.
Guilty. I'm guilty for feeling so lonely. I'm guilty. Guilty for feeling so blue. What in the world did you do? By the way, did you know in this life, George Ironshore Custer put in for an application as an Indian agent at an Indian reservation? Now, isn't that interesting?
There you are. All right.
See that? I don't think he ever got the job. I'd love to know where that Indian reservation was because it would give me another one of my clues to the Indian chief from Round Lake Heights who came back as a woman.
Uh-huh.
And didn't, with all the paraphernalia humanly possible, without having to do any medical surgeries or whatever. So it's just an interesting thing that when it's your time to be a man, it's your time to be a man. And by the way, that wisdom mm-hmm. statement previously, God is laughing at the best laid plans of man,
mm-hmm.
M-A-N-N.
Mm-hmm.
That was George Armstrong Custer's best laid plans of man, and
all
he
right.
got them back in this life. When he married that Indian girl, daughter of a chief, whose name means blame the woman, and then also the chief at the Little Bighorn, who put him out of being able to run for president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
It was going to be announced that following July 4th. So best laid plans of men,
uh-huh.
man, and God is laughing. It's really an incredible wisdom statement that somebody called in and said. I thought, well, if that isn't the truth. All right.
Very
that's
good.
It for
Thanks
now.
For calling. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Oh, the song, of course, was Patsy Cline. It had to be for your guilty pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting because they needed to put the cherry on the top of everything with your incredible program with mm-hmm. all those different song topics that came in.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really really phenomenal. Okay,
right.
Good night. Good night.
Thanks. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. And we were serenaded on top of all that. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Johnny D. We'll get to Leah. Hopefully we'll get to you too on WGN Radio.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yeah, dear Your Honor. We done found the defendant guilty there.
Is it a sin?
Guilty of love.
but I'll always feel just the same.
Just the same.
Whoa, maybe I'm right.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. You know, there's about 67 cover versions of Guilty that are listed at Secondhand Songs, and I guarantee you that Chris is not one of them. That was originally Bruce Eng in 1931, but a number of people, Russ Colombo did it in 31, and then, of course, Artie Shaw had it and is an instrumental, clearly. Ella Fitzgerald, and you name it. The Four Freshmen did a version in 56, and, oh, God, Jackie Gleason, you don't want to hear it, and many more. But yeah, the Crests are not on the list. I just can't imagine why. Same year that Billy Eckstein covered that. That was on the lovely Selma label, and Selma was Morty Craft's wife, so that's who it was named after. All right, so we will get back to Johnny D and to Leah and to you too as we continue right here on WGN Radio.
Caballero, ahí acaba entrar Guatuz, ese mulato que mide 7 pies y pesa 169 libras. Y cuando ese mulato llega a su lugar, todo el mundo dice, a correr, que ahí llegó Guatuz, el hombre más guapo de La Habana. Guatuz, Guatuz,
¿qué quiere?
Oye, me dicen que tú eres guapo.
A mí, todo me tiene miedo.
No me digas que a ti te tiene miedo porque yo sé que me bajo con cualquiera.
Más grande que yo no hay ninguno.
Vamos a bajarnos.
Cuando quieras.
Nos bajamos, Guatuz. Nos bebemos la sangre aquí ahora mismo. ¿Qué es lo que pasa?
Nada.
Saca lo que tengo encima, que yo no te tengo miedo a ti.
Palo nada más.
Todo el mundo te tiene miedo en La Habana, caballero, pero yo.
¿Siete pies tengo yo?
A mí no me importa que tú tengas 7 pies. ¿Qué es lo que pasa? ¿Qué es lo que pasa, Guatuz? Dime. Conmigo no, porque yo de los guapos me río. Como se me río en la cara, Guatuz.
A correr.
Bien. Nos bajamos, nos bajamos.
Bien. Sí, bueno.
A correr, caballero. Llegó Guatuz.
¿Quién es que se va a pagar con Guatuz? ¿Quién es que se va a pagar con Guatuz?
WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Well, there's an unlikely top 40 hit, but that's what it was in 1963. It was Ray Barreto and El Watusi, and that was on Tico, which, as I've mentioned before, was one of the George Goldner labels. And it was Ray Barreto and Tito Puente was the other big act on that. And unfortunately, he lost Tico along with Rama and G and all that to Morris Levy due to his gambling debts. But nonetheless, back when they were something, they had some fine acts, and Ray Barreto was one of them. Although, like I say, pretty unlikely for Top 40 Radio, but there it is. And that was a request, actually. You're saying, what made you play that? Good reason. And that comes courtesy of Cleveland Dennis, who wanted to hear El Watusi. All right, well, why not? So we've got Johnny D in Ohio. What's happening tonight, Johnny D?
Riley, excuse me. That last bumper you just played, the one that...
Yeah, El Watusi. Yes, yeah. El Watusi.
Who are they speaking? They're Russian?
No, it's Spanish.
Swahili?
It's Spanish.
Spanish.
Yeah, George Goldner's wife actually was Hispanic, but he loved this stuff, and he was one of the first people to promote Tito Puente records in the 50s. And Ray Barreto had, his actual last name was Pagan, like Ralphie Pagan, but he sung as Ray Barreto, and he played in Tito Puente.
Pagan, like Pagan?
Like
Pagan,
Ralphie Pagan, right. But anyway,
no,
he played
in,
no, well, somebody might pronounce it that way, but he didn't. But anyway, he played in Tito Puente's orchestra and then formed his own band. And like I say, I thought that was one of the more unlikely top 40 hits. But sure enough, it got a lot of airplay in 1963.
Well, 1963, we were getting an influx of people from Puerto Rico. Well,
you weren't really feeling it much on the charts, though.
Never mind, Ronnie.
Yeah. All right.
Listen, I was, when I got to wait on hold, I get panic attacks. Marianne and everybody are so comfortable speaking in the root. She just goes on, stream of consciousness. You know what I mean? And
that's the nicest thing anyone ever said about Ruth's calls. Very nice.
Stream of consciousness.
Yes, that's lovely.
One thing, that's, who used to do that? Michael Savage. He used to say that.
What?
He does a show by stream of consciousness.
Whatever happened to him?
He's got a podcast. Oh. I listen to it.
The Savage
Nation.
I listen to him.
Okay. I download him and Billy Cunningham show.
Right.
And then when I ain't got nothing that I don't want to mess with TV or nothing, or you,
right.
You know.
Yeah, well, that happens.
I put on Billy, the voice of the common man, Billy Cunningham. Yeah.
All right, so Savage Nation is a podcast. All right, well, very good.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
All right,
I told you.
Well, very good. I hope he does very well with it.
And one thing, he's doing real good.
Good.
Because he's been doing it now for over a year, maybe more.
That feeds his ego, but I don't know what it does for his pocketbook.
He's got enough money. People like you got enough money.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's money that you love. I know that. There was a song by Randy Newman, and it's Money That I Love.
Well, there was.
Did we hear that?
Money by Barrett Strong is much better if you want examples.
Okay, well, that too. But, so anyhow, I wish the lovely and telling that Becky was a night person like me, because she's sleeping, She don't even have to babysit tomorrow, but she's got a regular sleeping hour.
I think that's wonderful. Because that's absolutely normal, not like the rest of us.
I know. She's so normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I married her, because she was the normalest person
I
knew.
Right, she centers you. Yes, that's very good.
Something. But, she's slipping because I'm going nuts again. But anyhow.
You need another dog.
No, yeah, Caesar, I would not insult you.
No, the time will come.
Somebody once suggested that I make a sign. I think it was Lisa, the lovely and talented Lisa, suggested that I make a song about Caesar. But, Raleigh, I thought about it, and there isn't a song that I could think of that's worthy of him.
Understood. I absolutely do understand. And I understand that now is still a time of grief, but the time will come when you need another dog. Not right yet.
I'm gonna make. I don't know how long I'm gonna be around.
You'll be
I have
around.
To get one of the big ones that don't live that long.
Right, exactly. That's right. Get yourself a Great Dane.
Oh, Becky'd love that.
Yeah, boy. She could ride it.
Yeah, she takes care of them most of the time. Anyhow, me, I just sleep with them.
Yeah.
But now, why did I call? Let's see here. I got into Becky and. Because she used to work at a call center. She did numerous things.
Oh, I'll bet she's got some great stories.
I know. She had some great ones. But she's sleeping. And she used to tell me, she'd come home from this place called InfoCision. She used to work for InfoCision.
Okay.
It was a place. And tell me stories, about the people yelling at her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the last one she told me was like that place that does get all your teeth back,
I don't want to know. Where do they get them?
I don't know how to. It's a tooth replacement.
All right. So no, they don't get your teeth back. They give you other teeth.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Because
this could be a very interesting service.
They give you implants or something. Mm-hmm. And people, first question they ask, they have a script, like Marianne said about a script that they read. And the people, all they want to know is how much is it?
Right.
Right? And so they'll say, but then they got to go to a script if they ask that question, which they ask, that question right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into something, and then the people start yelling at us about how much is it. And then she tells them, $60,000 or something.
Uh-huh.
And then they hang up.
Right. Right.
Because...
Well, you know, there's really no need for a script. What the answer should be to that is, if you have to ask more than you can afford, thank you for calling.
I don't think the call center wants to operate like that.
I understand that, but it would certainly be more efficient.
Yeah, save the call center person a lot of grief.
Absolutely. Save everybody a lot of grief. Because if your only question is how much is it, the answer is too much.
Yeah.
It's like you're...
But I asked, I said, how much are them? It's $60,000 for a total replacement of all your teeth or something.
It's like years and years ago at Boeing. This is one of my favorite stories from Seattle. One of the South American carriers called, and they were talking again about the price of the aircraft. And so finally, the guy said, look, all I want to know is how much is that in pesos? And the guy at Boeing, without missing a beat, said... all of them.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think they fired him.
All of them.
I think they fired him. But, yeah.
All of them. All right, so anyhow, there was that. And then if I got a little bit more time, I got a couple of song requests real quick. And because what happened, you were talking about old-time radio, okay?
Yep.
In the beginning. And then I thought... You know, the way my mind works, I went, old-time radio, heck, how about old-time rock and roll by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band?
Oh, God, help us. I don't know.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about
it. Okay, how about this one then? And then I was thinking, give me the Beat Boys and Freemasters, I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Dobie Gray.
I'll play some Dobie Gray. All right, I'll play Dobie Gray.
Drift Away.
Yep, okay.
All right. And then, if I could end with one more thing, two more things. Firstly, I didn't forget about that song I told you about the other night.
I know. It takes time. I understand that. You know, artistry takes time. We're patient.
Well, actually, I've been torn, or I got a conundrum. Marianne liked that word I used it once, conundrum. Because I got one version that's primarily about you, and then another version is primarily about the callers.
Yeah.
So which would you prefer?
Callers.
Callers?
Sure.
All right. I'll do that version. Okay. I got these lyrics keep going through my head.
Yeah,
one's
callers.
About more about them, then others more about you, you know.
Yeah, they're the star.
Right. They're the star. So I already got Fran in there. I got Lisa.
And Leah. I'm sure you got Leah, too.
Leah. I got Leah in there.
Yeah, okay.
She comes next. Yeah. And then, I don't know, I had a couple others. I think I even got Mark in there.
Oh, good.
You know, the wise guy.
Yes, I know. Mark and Aurora. Yes, got him.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed.
All right, anyhow. Now, on that grave site, Find a Grave.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Marianne was talking about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember when you, turned me on to that, and then you found my grandfather's...
Yes.
You know, was the machine gunner of World War One. You know?
Yep, we found that.
And I didn't give up on that research.
Okay, good.
The Dawn from Beloit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean when I say the Dawn?
Yes.
You know what I mean when I say Dawn?
Yes.
What?
Just carry on. I understand completely. Just carry on.
Okay. Well, the Dawn from Beloit... And the Dawn is a rich and powerful anthem.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Back in the,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, undoubtedly. So go
okay.
on. Carry on.
So anyhow, suggested that I call the National Guard of Ohio. Okay? Which I did.
Good.
I didn't give up on that
Excellent.
Research.
And what'd they say?
And I left two phone messages to some guy there. Who handles, you know, there's a menu of...
Right. Press one for this.
Want,
and,
you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I went to the one that made the most sense,
right,
you know,
of
like
course.
If you're looking for information and stuff. And I left this guy two messages, and he never got back to me, but he has an email that I never emailed.
Well, now you got an email.
Yeah. I'm thinking, the son of a gun won't... I left a phone that, hey, there's my name, my number, I'd like some information on this. I never heard back. So I'm thinking, if you don't answer that, he ain't going to answer an email.
He may answer an email. Give it a try.
All right. I'll try that, because I haven't gave up on
Good.
It. You know, I haven't gave up on
Good.
But, so that's all, Raleigh.
All right.
basically, I want to know what you wanted on that song I'm working on, and then secondly, I want to hear
Drift Away.
The two songs I requested, but you're only going to play one, but I'll take that.
All right, good deal. Good to hear from you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Leo, we got Diane, we got you two coming up, I hope, here on WGN Radio.
Yeah, I want to love my life away. I want to love my life away. I want to love, 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 love my life away with you. Ooh, I want your hugging, my pop, in the morning, my pop. All your kissing the late at night. I want your sweet talk, my pop, in the sunshine, my pop, and holding my hand in the moonlight, 'cause I wanna love my life away. I wanna love my life away. I wanna love, 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 love my life away with you. Ooh, yes, we're gonna let the world and all of its trouble go right on a spinning by. We're gonna build one dream up on another, clear up to the sky, 'cause spring bells will chime, 'cause I wanna love my life away. I wanna love my life away. I wanna love, 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 love my life away with you. Ooh, yeah, I wanna love my life away.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Love My Life Away. We had a request for that last night. Who was that, actually? Robert in Stickney. Yeah, Robert wanted that. And happy to play it. And on Music Whore, that was the first thing he charted with under his name as a solo act. As I mentioned last night, he was previously on Music Whore with George Jones and Melba Montgomery doing country stuff. But 1960, he came out with I Want to Love My Life Away, and I Laughed So Hard I Cried was the flip side. He did not write that, but he did write I Want to Love My Life Away, and it became his first top 40 hit in 1960, and it was mastered at Bell Sound. Fine, fine, fine song. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Leah is in Marcus Hook. What's up tonight, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm good. I was wondering, is there any way you would put Ruth and me on the phone together tomorrow night?
Well, explain this to me. What are you and Ruth going to discuss?
Dispute the merits of George Armstrong Custer.
Oh, well, there's a lot to dispute. My God, he graduated 34th out of 34 at West Point, and he would have never seen the light of day, except most of his college classmates already were out and doing other things, so they finally said, yeah, well, it is the Civil War, we'll take you. I mean, that's the way it started, and to this day, the Indians call him a coward. I must admit, I knew very little about him until I started driving the interstate system, and I was probably all of 16 or 17. I'm driving through Montana, and I see a little thing for Custer's Last Stand, and I notice it's on an Indian reservation. I said, oh, I guess he lost. So that shows you what I know.
Yeah, and I don't think she's ever read the book Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. Now, John says it's a politically charged book, and it's not necessarily true, but I believe it is true.
I didn't read it. But by the way, I'm sure it's politically charged. I don't even have to read it for that. I'm sure it's that.
Right.
But, you know, there are so many stories about Custer. At one point, I don't know if it was the prison or something, was trying to have him arrested. So it was a lot of different things about this guy. So, it was not a story without controversy. So they say.
I mean, if you read the book, he allowed his troops to, well, I don't know if he actually encouraged this or if he did it himself, but his troops would take the Indian babies, the Native American babies, and they would crush their skulls under the heel of their boot.
Oh, that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible.
It's horrible. I mean, it's really horrible.
Well, the stories, of course, in him and his career.
He was a reprehensible human being.
So, well.
And I don't know why she's always touting his merit.
Well, I have no idea, tell you the truth. Absolutely.
Well, I would
not.
Like to dispute it with her.
I see. Well, if Ruth is up for it, sure, why not? I can't even play referee because, like I say, it wasn't until I was driving in the interstate and noticed that was on Indian territory. Oh yeah, I guess he didn't win. Yeah, so I'm certainly no expert on Coaster.
If Ruth is up for it, I'll call in tomorrow night at 1, and that's midnight her time. So
I can't wait. The headache is developing even as I speak. All right.
Well, it should make for good radio either way, right?
Well, it sounds like I can get a sandwich, so I'm for that.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. We'll see.
All right. Thanks, so, Raleigh.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, so like I say, 34th out of 34, he was he had an alarming lack of promise, shall we say, and if it weren't for half of his class dropped out of West Point to join the Confederate Army. I am not making this up. All right, so maybe they knew something we didn't. I don't know. But and, of course, remember back then we're talking historically not about slavery or anything like that, but we're talking about the right to secede for you know, the West Point cadets who opted out. So, apparently from the start you have relatives who are talking about, he was a coward even as a child. When he was 4 years old, he had to have a tooth pulled and he was afraid of blood. Well, he's 4 years old, for God's sake. So apparently it goes downhill from there. 888-876-5593. You know, we have another hour of this, and we're going to kick it off with Diane in Chicago, who, if she will be patient enough to hang on through the news, will be first up. And then there's plenty of room for you, too. And maybe I will read about the rest of Custer's squalid life, as it were. So, yeah, it doesn't look like a particularly happy story, but I don't know. They had a little convenience store at Custer's last stand. I think they actually had custard. But yeah, right, and that was the name of a little restaurant for ice cream, Custard's Last Stand. But that wasn't in Montana, and it isn't anywhere anymore. And that was another thing, by the way, I was reading talk about stream of consciousness. But the amount of chain restaurants that are closing right now, yeah, we just lost, I don't know, like 46 TGI Fridays. I know, and you're saying they're still there. All right, all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and there it is for Johnny D. Drift Away, Dobie Gray. That was 1973 on Decca. Yeah, and of course, In Crowd here, probably his biggest hit in the 60s, but Northern Soul, he's a top five Northern Soul artist in Great Britain, and Out on the Floor was the big single there. All right, Diane in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Johnny, thanks. Johnny.
Yeah, I'm Raleigh.
Raleigh. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I was thinking of this Johnny D's song.
Ah.
Anyway, I was wondering, and thank you for the Silvery Moon yesterday with the
John
and Darlene Edwards.
Yes, my pleasure.
And This song that Ruth was mentioning, she was humming a tune, and I think she was humming Wanted. So maybe you could play Wanted for her.
I think she was absolutely thinking of Guilty, which is why I played the Chris version.
But the tune she was saying, Guilty, well, it's that song is Wanted, Someone Who Loved Me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the word Guilty in there. But do you know the tune?
Yeah.
So I was thinking she was humming that tune. So, but whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure about that. Okay. I mean, she might have not been, but yes, I do know the song. But I don't know that song.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, thanks for waiting, and I appreciate the call.
No problem. Thank you.
So 888-876-5593. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. We can always read the tabloids when all else fails. And again, I always get calls about this. When's the new moon? Well, it is January 11th, next Thursday at 5:57 in the morning Central Time. So probably Wednesday night when you're going to sleep, that's the time to write your law of abundance check if you're going to do that. The next full moon is January 25th. And yes, Mercury is now direct again, but we are still in the shadow of the retrograde until January 20th. So be aware. And of course, we had some passings, and I meant to mention one of them, Shecky Green. And it's so odd because I probably hadn't thought about him in the longest time. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was talking with a good friend of mine, Ron Flatter, about Shecky Green, because he ran into him a few times in Las Vegas, and mentioned that much later in life, Shecky was starting to become a little bitter. And I said, well, boy, he sure did a lot of big acts. And just after that, I ran across in my archives there a little ad for him opening for Frank Sinatra at the Fountainbleau in Miami Beach, so where he lived for a while. And so I sent it to him. And then literally like hours later, I read Shecky Green and his obit, who was from Chicago, grew up on the North Side, and was going to be a gym teacher, but he was so good in drama club, doing accents and all that kind of stuff, that he started to do stand-up in Chicago and then moved to New Orleans and then Miami, and was in Reno and Las Vegas for years in Las Vegas. And, you name it. So he had nightclubs of his own as well. So anyway, 97 years old. So rest in peace, Shecky Green. Yeah, there were a couple others in passing, too. And, you know, I should have paid more attention to that, because it just went in, you know, in one ear, one out the others, as far as a couple deaths musically. And it's just not coming to me right now, and I don't know why. That's terribly rude, isn't it? Well, I'll figure this out. In the meantime, I'll talk to Karen in Chicago. So, Karen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. You know, we're talking about the TV business. Well, I couldn't afford mine anymore, so I cut it off.
And what'd you do instead?
What? I still have it. I have a real old one. It's so old, it's one of those that you could play the VCR tapes in.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's how old it is. Oh, but I'm not a big TV fan, so I didn't use it a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So I turned it off. Well, there are a few things that I like. One of them is Court TV.
Uh-huh.
So I tried to find out, can I get an app that will offer me a way to get Court TV? Well, okay. Somebody gave me, are you familiar with an app called Tubi?
Yeah.
And well, problem with that was I was able to get it okay. And when I first got it, now I use VoiceOver. And I was able to arrow through when I first got it, and I got Court TV. Well, uh-huh. Once I got that, I couldn't go anywhere else. So I got, my friend came over and I said, do you know anything about this? And she looked at it and she said, the only way you can navigate the darn thing is tap on the left side of your screen and an arrow and a light will come up or whatever, and then you have to screen write. Well, I said, I wonder if I can write it in with my keyboard. Well, we tried that. No way. It wouldn't happen. So what I want to know, is there an app, because I can't really afford this TV stuff, is there an app that you can actually navigate using, like, I'm using a keyboard and I'm using VoiceOver.
Okay. And you want an app for television access is what you're asking for?
Yeah, I'd like to get Court TV, and now I know I can get NFL games on SiriusXM, which I'm working on getting that right now. But with Court TV now, when I get, if I try to get it on Alexa, all I can get are podcasts. Now, I can get it, if I get it on Tubi, I can get it, but I have to leave it there. I can't do anything else with it.
Right, right. I would love to answer this, and I'm hoping that somebody who is listening, who is blind, has been able to answer that for you. You know,
with me, I'm real swift when it comes to technology. I don't know. I just haven't quite figured it out. Like, I don't really understand streaming very much.
Right. But I'm looking for, you know, Tubi app for visually impaired. Yeah, because that's a specialty deal. I don't know. It claims that it's accessible. Of course, you know, good luck on that, right? This is...
Yeah, you know, when you first get the email, they'll send you an email with a whole list of stuff on it.
Right.
And you can arrow through that, and you can tap on something, and you get it. But once you get it, you're locked into it. And if you want to change, I don't know how in the heck you do it.
There probably is a way to do it, as far as that goes. Have you looked through all their frequently asked questions and all those things to see?
I don't know how. I can't get to them. The only thing I could do was my homemaker came over, and she was the one who discovered if she tapped on the left side of the screen and typed it in, that I could get a Court TV. Somehow I lost it. I don't know how.
Okay.
And she tried to help me type it in with my keyboard, but we couldn't get it to do it.
Well, I'm looking here. There's a YouTube video that supposedly will explain that. That I don't, you know, you could just go to YouTube for that. And they say Tubi.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, Tubi is free and accessible streaming for those with vision loss. And the video is up there from Vision Forward's Tech Connect. And that went up in September. And so they talk about it, saying that it's a free streaming app on all smart devices and their extensive library, and it is supposedly integrated with Siri for accessibility. Do you have Siri on Apple?
I don't know what that is.
Well, Siri is Alexa for Apple, you know.
Oh, Siri, yeah, I do have... Oh, okay. I'm sorry, what the hell's the matter with me?
Yes, I do have
Siri.
So if you have Siri, apparently that will work. But hang on a minute. Don't go away, because I think we're going to get some people who are going to answer this for you. So stay where you are. All right.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll do that. So we've got Gary in Austin. All right, Gary, what can you tell Karen?
Well, there's a rotor setting called Direct Touch, which sometimes helps with these kinds of things. So if that's on, that might help. It may or may not. I'll have to get this app and play with it myself, but that is a thought about it.
Okay. No, that's good. Well, like
and
I say,
it's
on,
in
on
the
this...
voiceover rotor settings.
Okay.
It's in there.
Yeah, that's good. And like I said, this video, you might want to check that out too, from Vision Forward. It's about 16 minutes, and it goes over how to make it accessible. So hopefully it's easier than it sounds.
Yeah, I want to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Play with it.
Yeah, I have no idea, so I'd be curious on that feedback. Thanks.
But hopefully that will help out somewhere.
Yeah, all right.
If not, maybe somebody has a better idea. But
I hope so.
That's what I was thinking about.
It's
okay,
a good
thanks.
Good start. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So with that in mind, yeah, the settings, I would agree with that, Karen. Have you navigated the settings menu to see what your choices are?
Oh boy. Okay, if I type in, what do I type in to get that YouTube information?
Okay, you just go to YouTube.com, and yeah. the people who put up the video was Vision Forward Tech Connect, but the headline says Tubi is free and accessible. So I bet you if you go to YouTube, and let me just try this, Tubi is free and accessible.
Okay, because I can go to YouTube and search.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go to YouTube, and Tubi, you know, T-U-B-I, is free and accessible. And this video will come up.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Let me know how you do.
Oh, I will. All right. You were talking about the people, the nuts over on the phone service. Uh-huh. I called them. Electrical. I was having problems with my electric bill, so I got on one of these energy helper things, and I get this idiot who, it's very hard to understand, and after every sentence, she said my name. She said, well, may I ask your name? And then after every sentence she said my name. Well, finally, I can hardly understand her. I wanted to know, how can I reduce my bill? And all she's telling me about all these rewards I can get.
Yeah.
Rewards for shopping and rewards for this. I said, I don't care about rewards. I want to lower my bill.
You're right.
And then she said, well, I hope I've helped you. Is there anything else I can help you with? And I said, send me an email. Thank you.
You're still waiting, I'm sure.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten it. And at least if she sent me an email, I could understand that.
Nope. It's just a waste of time when it comes down to that.
Probably so. But it would be easier than understanding her. That's when.
Yeah, well, you're right, exactly. But no, all she wanted to do was upsell you. Yep.
Oh, man. It drives me nuts.
Well,
and
sure.
They always want to reward you. A couple insurance companies did the same thing, and I said, you know what, to me, that's a bribe.
Right. I like it.
If you'll take our test, we'll send you this test, and if you'll do this, or if you'll do this program, we'll send you a $50 gift card.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
Okay,
thank
let me know
so
how it goes.
For your help.
I appreciate it. Thanks. All right, so that'll be an interesting follow-up, I can tell already. So 888-876-5593. We'll get back to Leah. Marcus Hooker's got Court TV advice. And again, this is all that's needed here is if you absolutely cannot see and you're wanting to navigate an app, in this case Tubi, or other methods to watch Court TV, when you absolutely cannot see, that's the question there. And maybe Leah has an answer. We'll find out on WGN Radio.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter.
WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Yeah, Petula Clark, downtown. And that was Valerie in Warrenville who wanted to hear that, 1964 on Warner Brothers. Boy, was she ever girl most unlikely. And already over 30 and living in Paris as a housewife. And sure enough, there she is on top of the charts because America suddenly wanted everything with a British accent. So 888-876-5593. Leah in Marcus Hook, what's happening?
Oh, hi, Raleigh. I was just thinking, if she has Siri, couldn't she just download the, she could ask Siri to download the Court TV app?
I don't think it's quite that easy, but you're absolutely right that Siri will help her. And that's why, hopefully, if she watches that or listens to that YouTube video that I mentioned, she will see that.
Because we don't have, on Dish, they don't carry Court TV, so I just downloaded the app.
Uh-huh.
The Court TV app, and that's how I watch it.
Well, there you are. Yes, Court TV is back.
That's my suggestion.
All right, I'll take it. Good idea. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. When Court TV first debuted, and that Court TV, by the way, that debuted in 1990, 91 or so, that became True TV later. The Court TV that's there today is Court TV, was a relaunch, a different deal. But the original deal was interesting because it was about 10 years after CATV became cable, if you will, and still, even in that decade, sort of in their infancy, all of these new networks. And so it was that 1991, here comes Court TV, and that's great when you talk about trials and all that it's going to be covering. But what do you do on the weekends? And, I mean, there are probably a number of things, but my favorite of Court TV was initially, for the first couple of years when they were low on cash, they used to sell the weekends. And one of the buyers was Physicians Journal Television. And I just, I don't know how I found this without TV and all that, I guess working for a radio station that had it. I found it, and I'll tell you what. I watched it. I was glued to this. And, you know, people said, you know, what are you doing? I said, I'm learning brain surgery this weekend. And, you know, it's so much easier when you know you're never going to practice it. But, yeah, it was great for a couple of years. I have no idea what the court trials were, but I know all about the surgeries. So 888-876-5593. We'll check out what's going on in the world at large and come back to you for the final half hour tonight on WGN Radio.
We fell in love, high school sweethearts. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife forever blind. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the times we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is through. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady.
Too hot.
Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I think it's my favorite Kool & Gang song. And George Brown of Kool & Gang, I've been 75 this week, born in 1949 in Jersey City. Sadly died last year, November, just a few months ago, lung cancer. Robert Kool Bell turned 73 in October. He's still with us. And Spike Mickens, well, he's been gone since 2010. And sadly, Ronald Bell died in 2020, just 68 years old. But yeah, rest in peace, George Brown, and thanks for Too Hot. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, and Roger is in LaGrange. What's up, Roger?
Hi, I was wondering if what you knew about the song called The Hand Jive.
Oh, sure.
And I saw some, like, kids when I was a kid. I saw the older kids doing, like, mm-hmm. a dance, like, and that went with the song.
Well, sure. Johnny Otis Show in Los Angeles. You can see the old reruns of that on KTLA. There's still some Kinneys left with that, where, of course, he had Willie and the Hand Jive, which was what really popularized it mainstream in America. And it had been around, and you know, that's the thing. Nobody is sure about the origin. I love it when I read the articles. There are some scholarly articles that claim it was developed in 1957 in Great Britain. And I say to myself, well, man, you better clue in Johnny Otis, because, man, on KTLA, he was doing it. Eddie James was doing it on the show with Little Esther. You can actually see those clips on YouTube. There's one with Marie Adams and all that. But so it was a dance. It was a dance that probably came to be in the 40s, the late 30s or the 40s, and what it was, these kids and young adults too, you know, 20s and so, would go to places like Balboa Park and would go to these swing dance locations that were just crowded as hell. And, you know, that's where very small steps on the dance floor. But what came out of that was hand motions, hand dancing, using hands instead of feet. And so that's been around absolutely in L.A. since the 40s. But the most popular, like I say, is Johnny Otis with Willie and the Hand Jive.
Yeah, I had seen him in a pavilion up in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And it had to be like in the late 50s.
Right. Oh, well, by then it was absolutely big stuff, of course. But it was 54 when Johnny Otis put out the single. And that got a lot of airplay, you know, as far as that goes. You know, Willie and the Hand Jive, do you remember it?
Yeah. I just remember, like, seeing all these teenagers,
uh-huh,
like, doing this crazy dance with,
yeah,
you know, hand moves.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah, and you see it in a lot of movies. I know in Hairspray, the 80s version of Hairspray, they had one cut of school kids doing it behind the teacher's back. So, yeah, the hand jive has been around pretty much forever. But I would say in America, trace it right back to Johnny Otis.
Okay. If you get a chance, would you play it?
Sure, absolutely.
Play the song?
I'll be happy to.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, and like I say, I'm pretty sure, I'm going to look after the show, those clips are on YouTube from that show in, it was like 54, the KTLA show. Pretty sure that was about the year. But it'll be on there, and I'm going to look for that after the show, but I'm sure of it. But yeah, Hand Jive was a huge, huge record for him. So, 888-876-5593. Well, I guess we can get to that next, coming up, and then we'll talk to James and all of his stories on WGN Radio.
Way out Willie gave him all the treat.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Johnny Otis Show on Capitol. That was actually a 1958 release, and I was looking for older clips, and the oldest I could find on Johnny Otis was actually 58 on KTLA, but I know it was on before that, and thank God it's not television, because, yes, I remember all the motions to the hand jive. Oh, God. Yeah, that's embarrassing as hell. In any event, if you've never seen the hand jive, there's tons of Johnny Otis Show videos that will show people doing it of various points in time, shall we say. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Yeah, that's right. In the 60s, they had things like the Freddy and all that. Nah, they didn't hold a candle to the 50s, that's for sure. All right, Frank is in Northlake. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you. I was I was thinking about another tune. I wonder if you remember this, and if you do have it or are able to pull it up. I'll just give you a quick four bars of it. Next morning I awoke, I scrambled my shoes, shined up an egg and I toasted the news. I buttered my tie and took another bite, and all because you kissed me. Good night.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Remember?
Yes, of course I remember it. Yes.
I said my
pajamas and put on my prayers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's Doris Day is probably the biggest version, but Fran Warren and Tony Martin did it and several others as well. But yes.
Another good one was the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Oh. Will y'all to see him fan that rag the way he makes it pop? You ought to see him when he goes with the hippity 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 hippity. Holla, boil, he opens up the store when the clock strikes nine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. Da 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 pa pa, and feeling fine. He's a great big bundle of joy.
Yeah, that.
He pops the boogie woogie rag. Yeah, and then so on the end.
No, absolutely. Jack Stapp wrote that, and that's the song that started Tree Publishing, probably the biggest publishing house in Nashville in 1950.
Really?
And of course, it was the signature song for Red Foley, who was Pat Boone's father-in-law.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Red Foley with the barn dance?
Yeah, Red Foley. It was 1950. It was huge. He did that at Owen Bradley's studio, and it was on Decca. And that was on the chart for 15 weeks, and it went to number one on the country charts. And, Grady Martin did the guitar
Foley
work on it.
Foley was Pat Boone's father-in-law?
Yes, yes. He married Red Foley's daughter. Yes. Mm. Absolutely.
No, I remember I used to listen to WJJD. It was 1160.
Sure.
Now it's a Christian station.
Right,
but,
of course.
And this is Randy Blake with the Suppertime Frolic.
Yeah.
And, that's when Captain Stubby and the Buccaneers were around, and Two-Ton Baker, the music maker.
Yeah.
And who was that? Oh, geez.
But, yeah, Randy Blake and his Breakfast Frolic and Suppertime Frolic and all that, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so he was there for absolute years. So
on WJJD.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then later on in the early 80s, they brought WJJD back. It was a different format. It was playing all of the stuff that I was playing in high school, like Picnic.
Right.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town.
Right,
today
right.
Today we tore the goalposts. Moments to remember.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Well, what happened
in between? Yeah.
What happened in between those years was that they got they wound up getting full-time signal. You know, in the early days, they were hampered by, you know, rundown when Salt Lake City sundown came because they were protecting KSL. And so they finally got their full-time signal. And then what they did, the stuff you're talking about, was they were using a syndicated show that Al Ham produced, Music of Your Life. And that's what it was. We always used to call it Music of What's Left of Your Life. But
wasn't there Music of the Stars? Maybe. Oh, no, that was a different thing. But, in WJJD you're still talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. JJD had Music of Your Life. But later when Satellite Music Network started, SMN, Eddie Hubbard and all that, they had all sorts of 50s pop standard stuff.
Yeah. And then we had one station, like, this is before, I guess before Hi-Fi, maybe. If you had a Grundig Majestic in your house, you know, you had a little Zart, you know, I had a little money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, AM, FM, I remember I used to listen to, what was it, what was it, Home of the World's Most Beautiful Music. And the guy would, he'd play three tunes in a row,
mm-hmm.
and he said, well, that was Perry Como singing If. And Frank Chatfield in the orchestra playing whatever. And,
right.
and we heard from Percy Faith. And,
yeah.
I used to remember the call letters of it. But it was a nice station.
Sure.
And nothing but you. Mantovani was playing the Beagles. I mean, the Beagles.
yeah. Beagles. That could be funny. But yeah, absolutely.
Like yesterday, I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Mantovani played
right.
playing yesterday.
Well, a lot of it was...
The Beatles tunes were beautiful, classically
yeah.
played.
A lot of those easy listening stations did that in-house to try and be more contemporary. And at Bonneville, mm-hmm. the stations that were Bonneville stations, Lex Azevedo did them all. We always used to laugh Steppenwolf with strings, but that's pretty much what it was. And then the Holly Ridge Strings did all those Beatles records.
Yeah.
And there was a really nice...
Yeah, I remember them too.
Yeah, really, really nice instrumental album of, and he hated it, but I loved it, of Bob Crewe music. And there was a beautiful instrumental of Candy Girl that I just loved.
Oh, you mean the Four Seasons?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or did Four Seasons bring it back?
Yeah, it was obviously after the Four Seasons. That's what I mean. This music was done to try and be more contemporary, but still basically be elevator music. But some of it was really good.
I like the Anita Kerr singers.
Oh, of course.
They had a nice arrangement of A House is Not a Home. Da, 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 da.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a nice arrangement. What someone else did it, a nice group. They were playing it on this radio or TV station. I can't remember what it was. All that are great duos or choral groups,
mm-hmm.
like the Cordettes.
Right.
Well, there were like four sets of sisters that... The
oh,
Castros.
Yeah. Right, the King sisters, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Right, the Lennon
Didn't
sisters.
Didn't
yeah.
come out of there? Oh, then. Oh, the lovely Lennon sister, yeah.
Yeah, the Lennon, of course, right. But yeah, Anita Kerr, her singers were responsible for a lot of the Nashville background singers on a lot of those records.
Really?
She ever do a lot of work. Yeah.
They were right on pitch. I mean, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, and jingle stuff too, but for the most, although, mm-hmm. you know, for jingles, my favorite radio jingles ever were on WCFL when Chuck Bloor was the consultant for them. And
the Voice of Labor.
Yeah, right. And when they had those Bonnie Herman jingles, they were unbelievably good.
Wow.
So, yeah, and Bonnie was a Chicago gal. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you can hear Anita Kerr singers, whether it's Eddie Arnold or Hank Snow or, well, even Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms. That's the Anita Kerr singers in the background.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
That was the best cut of all.
Oh, I mean, well, yeah, it was great.
A lot of people do it.
You know, like...
And nobody can match Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around
right,
Christmas.
Right, right. And, you know, Roy Orbison, Only the Lonely, that's the Anita Kerr singers in the background.
Yeah.
And probably... Yeah, probably other than the Jordanaires, who, of course, you know, backed all that stuff, probably the Anita Kerr singers backed more than anyone else. They were doing, like, eight sessions a week.
Well, I know, well, going back to the 30s and 40s, it was the Modernaires.
Of course.
Remember a group called the Hi-Lows?
Oh, who doesn't? You know, their stuff was beautiful.
What's the other ones? The Back Bing. There were two different groups.
But the Hi-Lows, I remember very well. That was the early 50s.
Yeah.
And that was Bob Strassen and Bob Morse. And, they were... the Hi-Lows even backed Frank Sinatra on some stuff.
Yes. Oh, I remember now. When they say before, the Pied Pipers.
The Singers Unlimited came... The Pied Pipers, of course. But the Singers Unlimited came out of the Hi-Lows. And Bonnie Herman was in that group, too. Sure, the Pied Pipers. I mean, you're talking about people who sold a lot of records.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Had a number of hits. But the Pied Pipers went back long before the Hi-Lows. They were around in the 30s.
Yes, that's it, 34.
And, you know, yeah. Sometimes you'd hear the Pied Pipers with Tommy Dorsey or Johnny Mercer. Again, Frank Sinatra, that's another one. So, sure. Sure.
Mercer was a writer, wasn't he? Mercer
primarily, yes. Yes, Johnny Mercer was primarily a writer, but he also sang. And he was the co-founder of Capitol Records with Buddy DeSilva and Glenn Wallace. You know, Wallace Music City, all that. But,
Speaking of buddies, I seen a movie, it was a musical, I can't remember the name of it, it was Dynamite. I hadn't seen it since I was like 14. And it was in black and white, I'm pretty sure. But nevertheless, I couldn't believe it. When I saw Buddy Ebsen,
oh yeah,
man, could he dance?
He was a dancer, absolutely.
He was a sailor.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, could he hoof?
He was a dancer.
Man, that guy was dynamite.
Yes.
And then he's, Grandpappy, I mean, what's his name?
Oh, well, yeah, years later, of course. Well, sure, but I mean,
I still watch him every night. I watch him on Barnaby Jones.
No, but he was on Beverly Hillbillies, too. He was huge on that stuff, but he wound up, I think he was the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz. And he did a ton of stuff.
No, that was Ray Bolger.
Oh, that was Ray Bolger. But
yeah.
there was a deal. Then was he the Tin Man? Something happened where he was in that movie as something else. I guess he was the Tin Man. And then he was replaced.
Oh, well, was William Gargan in that?
Yeah, and then he was replaced. I think Jack Haley replaced him. But anyway, he was originally he was originally scheduled. He was cast for that, and I don't know what happened. But John said he got sick, probably so. And then there was a contract dispute, but yeah, I think he did get sick. But he was a hell of a dancer, you betcha.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, right on the money too.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was such a easy thing to remember.
He was on TV too, but not so much dancing. I mean, he was on TV
It was three sailors. And then they got into show business, or they put on a show for something. But you were talking about the Wizard of Oz. Yeah. I got a kick out of that lion. When he says he can't sleep, he says, "Well, why don't you?" One of the munchkins says, "Why don't you try counting sheep?" He goes, "I'm afraid of him." And he's wiping his tears with his tail.
Yeah, right. Well, you know the problem with counting sheep back then. 1, 2. Hi, honey. 4, 5. All right, I couldn't resist it.
Como used to sing. Did Como sing other than Ted Weems?
Oh yeah,
Perry Como.
Of course.
Yeah, he, different orchestras. Yeah, Perry. Oh, he was great. He was my favorite.
Yeah,
I never used to miss a Christmas show with Perry's show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. And
Perry was.
Absolutely was. And
he was his Christmas.
Yeah, show. Right.
There's no place like home. For
right.
Holidays.
Right. So of course, Ted Weems and Freddie Carlone and all that. But WGN carried some of Weems' broadcasts early on.
Right.
And I think there was a deal where they said they were going to drop it if Weems' new singer did not improve. And so next thing you know, Perry Como. And I guess he could improve and, did very, very well. And he quit Weems probably the early 40s. And yeah. And
he started recording. Catch a Falling Star.
Oh, yeah, in the 50s, sure.
Hot Diggity Dog.
Sure, sure.
I think you're almost, it's almost one of, I was just looking.
Yeah, that's right. Poor James and Sherry, I've run out of time. But I have tomorrow night, starts at 10 o'clock, 21 hours from now. So you're right, I'm out of time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, God bless.
Okay, thanks.
Happy New Year. You,
all right, you too.
Hey.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the Chesterfield Supper Club yet. All right, well, there's tomorrow night for all that and more. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. So let's do it again tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.